Hi. Who likes to have pillow fights and jump on the bed and catch lightning bugs? I do, because I'm always ready to have fun. That's me, Ready Record. I'm your talking friend, and I'm always ready to play with you. Can we start right now? Where do you live? Can you tell me your street number and what town you live in? I'll bet you even know your telephone number. See if you can say it right now. You sound nice to me. I wish I could see you. But I guess I'll just have to stay put inside my record jacket here and let you tell me what you look like. What color is your hair? What color are your eyes? Do you know how tall you are? How much you weigh? Do you have a favorite color? What is it? What other colors do you like? Ooh, let's play a color game together. What color is grass? What color is sky? What color is snow? What color is peanut butter? What color is an elephant? What color is an egg? Did you know that an egg can be ever so many interesting things? Sure, there are the kind of eggs we eat for breakfast and at picnics. There are the eggs that baby chicks are hatched from. And there are Easter eggs. And then there's good old Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty was a big, fat old egg who loved to spend his time sitting on a great high wall. Do you know what happened to him? Let's say it together. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men cannot put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Poor old Humpty Dumpty. He couldn't even cry, because as we both know, eggs can't talk. But the baby chicks that are hatched from eggs can. They go beep, 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 all over the barnyard, talking to all the other animals. What animal makes this kind of sound? Cock-a-doodle-doo! What animal goes like this?
Woof, woof.
What animal makes a noise like this? Meow, meow. What animal goes moo, moo? Now let's do it the other way around. I'll name the animal, and you tell me what kind of noise he makes. What kind of noise does a duck make? What kind of noise does a sheep make? What kind of noise does an owl make? What kind of noise does a mouse make? You know, a mouse may be little, but he can be awfully intelligent if he wants to. I'm acquainted with a mouse who is even learning how to tell time, just the way you are. Here's a little poem about him. I'd be mighty pleased if you could say it with me. Hickory dickory dock, the mouse run up the clock. The clock struck one and down he run, hickory dickory dock. That little old mouse whispered in my ear that you're learning to tell time, too. Let's see how much you know. What time is it when the hands of the clock are both at the top? That's about lunchtime. What do you like to eat for lunch? What time is it when the little hand is at the bottom and the big hand is at the top? Good for you. Let's see now, that's mighty close to supper time. What do you like best for supper? Supper time is fun time, isn't it? That's when we tell Mommy and Daddy all the things we did today, the games we played, everything that happened. What have you done today so far that has been fun? Were there any chores that you did to help out Mommy and Daddy? What were some of them? Does Daddy have any special rules in your family that you must follow? What are they? Have Mommy or Daddy ever had to spank you? What for? Well, spankings aren't any fun, even if we do need them sometimes. I know, I try to be very good, but every once in a while, I catch myself being naughty and have to give myself a real talking to. But then, if I've been very good for a long, long time, I treat myself to something special. If Mommy and Daddy told you you could have a special day all your own, where you could go anywhere you wanted to, where would you like to go, and what would you do? If it were me, I might choose the circus or the zoo, where I could see all the wild animals from the jungle. What kind of animals would you find in the jungle? Or I might even decide I'd like to see a parade. What would I be most likely to see if I went to a parade? Or I might make a trip to the toy store, where I could look at the tanks and the trains and the cars and all. What other kinds of toys would be in the toy store for me to look at? If you could pick any toy in the store to be your very, very own, what do you suppose you'd pick today? I'd sure like that, too. And you know what else I like? To finger paint and to draw. Do you like to draw? What are some of the pictures you've drawn lately? What colors are they? Are you going to give one to Mommy or to Daddy? Which one? Oh, there are so many things I'd like to do. A whole day just isn't enough time to do them all in. Before I know it, old Father Day has gotten sleepy and gone to bed. When he goes to bed, he pulls up his cover of nighttime to keep him warm and snug. And all over that blanket of night, there are hundreds of little stars twinkling on and off to light the way towards morning. Look out your window tonight and see if you can spot them. And when you look way, way up into the sky tonight, give this message to a little star up there. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world, so high, like a diamond in the sky. I guess we all know that when day pulls up his cover and snuggles down to sleep, it's time for us to get ready for bed, too. But there's always tomorrow to have lots of fun and games together if you want. I'm always ready to play with you. That's why my name is Ready Record. I'm your talking friend, and I love to talk to you. Goodbye.